Week 3, Day 2 of the Firm Foundation class. I am secure in Jesus Christ. Let's read Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Just as Jesus was powerful enough to save us, He is also powerful enough to keep us secure in Him. He provides for us everything we need for life and godliness. We have to be confident that He will provide all our needs according to His riches in glory. Our Father owns it all. All we have to do is stay as close to Him as we possibly can, and He will complete in us what He needs to accomplish. He'll shelter us in times of need, and He'll bless us with abundant life right now. Let's turn to Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. We are free forever from what? Condemnation. Now, Philippians 1 through 6. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I am to be confident that the good work God has begun in me will be completed. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. I have not been given a spirit of fear or timidity. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I can always find what? Mercy and grace in time of need. 1 John 5:18. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. If I am born again, Satan can't harm me. In addition to that, God keeps you safe. The Bible says if we abide in Him, He will abide in us. Jesus will never abandon us or forsake us. He won't leave us the way He found us either. He will finish the work He has begun in us until we are complete and mature, not lacking anything. God also cannot love us any more or any less than He already does. No matter what you do, you cannot get away from God's love for you, according to Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That should be enough security for all of us.